The time has come for the Morning Hop with J-Hop podcast. Introducing your host.
Hi, I'm Sully, and welcome back to the Midtown Podcast. I'm your host, Sully, along with
London Dove,
Kesar Ramuni,
and Adam Wallace.
In today's episode, we're going to be talking about Midtown, but first, here's our news headline.
Floods are bad, and that's a fact, but they can be very bad in Florida, St. Petersburg, Florida, to be exact. And now they have gotten worse with hurricane season. Hurricane Ian, mainly. Sadly, three people have died from the floods, and it has been very bad for mobile home residents. When it rains and when it's high tide, there is no getting out of here. Carefully, anyway. Longtime resident Aaron Roth stated,
"Local businesses of Midtown St. Peter build our community. They are important because they provide jobs and bring many economic benefits to the community, so it's very important to shop local."
Journeys in Journalism is a program made up with the schools of Lakewood High School, John Hopkins Middle School, and Melrose Elementary, sister schools from journalism. This year's Journey in Journalism is producing a special edition newspaper magazine. Today we're going to be talking about some of the reporters who contributed to the magazine. Today we have reporters
London Dove,
Kesar Ramuni,
and Adam Wallace.
Welcome, and now let's get started. So first off, I want to ask a big question. It's a big part of just Midtown in general. Why are local businesses important?
Well, if I'm being totally honest, I'd say local businesses are very important because they provide sort of something that makes Midtown different from all these other areas. And it just brings, like, an overall sense of, like, how do I explain it? It brings, like, a sense of gratitude almost because you're like, this is the only area that's doing this. And you really will get no other experience when you shop local in Midtown.
Yeah. You guys have any other opinions?
Yeah, I think that, like, local businesses are, like, a lot different from the, you know, big chains and stuff. It, like, gives a lot of, like, different variety than just having, like, the plain, like, food chains or just regular, you know.
Adam, do you have any opinion on it? Okay, another question. It's something terrible that happened this year, but how do you think Midtown was really affected by the hurricane?
I got affected, like, a lot from hurricane, and, you know, like, there was a lot of flooding going on and lots of trees falling down. It was just really bad. A lot of people got hurt, and, you know, it, like, wrecked a lot of things.
Yeah, and it impacted me as well because my family, we lost power for, like, an entire week, and we were living off of our generator for a while.
I wasn't very affected from Hurricane Ian, but I know a lot of others were impacted by Hurricane Ian, especially Fort Myers, because the flood that happened over there.
I personally wasn't super affected by it. Although I went to my mom's friend's house, and she was in a neighborhood that got hit terribly. Like, boats were flying, houses were practically destroyed. It was really sad, really bad scene, and I tried to help as much as I could, but obviously, you need so much more to impact that. But another thing that, like, represents Midtown really. What do you guys do at the pier?
Okay. For me, I personally love the pier. It is amazing. It has a playground if the parents want to let their kids burn off some energy while they can go hang out, talk to each other, and really spend a little bit of me time, them time, or whatever there. And then they also have this net to relax. There's tons of different foods. There's a little splash pad, too, and a beach. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I think going to the pier with, like, friends and family makes it so much more fun. Like, you can try different foods with them, go shopping, and buy different things.
Yeah, the pier has, it's just, it has anything a person could ever want. It has shops, a playground, the beach, like, splash pad. I don't know, it's just so fun.
My favorite thing to do at the pier is going on, you know, where everyone goes fishing there. I like fishing over there as well.
So what is your what do you guys think is like the purpose of the Sunrunner?
Well, really, I think the purpose of the Sunrunner is to provide a renewable energy source and a healthier way for the ecosystem for us to get from point A to point B with all of our needs. And it's amazing because it's wheelchair accessible, and depending on the size of your pet, you can bring your pet on, and you can put your bike on the front of the bike on the bus because it has a bike rack, and for the first 6 months, it's actually free. So I think it's amazing.
Yeah, I also noticed how they have their own lane.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool because the rest of the buses, they just go in the regular lanes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's really, it's good, especially for St. Petersburg, rents and homes being very expensive and whatnot, it provides a cheap and very reliable source of transportation. But all you guys now, what do you think the opinion on Midtown is? What do you think when you think of Midtown?
I feel like I'm on vacation when I'm in Midtown. It's just really fun.
Yeah, I feel like that as well. There's so much to do. There's tons of different food places to eat that are amazing. Tons of different shops to go to that are also amazing. And there's also a lot of fun to be had there.
Mm-hmm. My opinion on Midtown is that I think it is a very good place to enjoy your time.
I love Midtown because it's so much different than any other place. You see all these local businesses, all these very kind people, and you normally don't see that in other bigger cities. So that's why I like Midtown.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's all we have today. Thank you for listening to the Midtown Podcast. I'm Sully.
And I'm London.
And I'm Kesar.
And I'm Adam Lowes.
Join us next time when we will be talking more about Midtown Magazine.